AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, head of a powerful Mexican drug cartel, has escaped from a maximum security prison for the second time. AP's Catherine Corcoran reports from Mexico City that Guzman is considered a dangerous man.
At the time of his arrest, he was the head of the Sinaloa cartel, which is the largest and most powerful cartel in Mexico. It's actually an international cartel with reach into the United States as well as Europe and Australia and Asia.
Mexican officials say Guzman was last seen last night in the prison. A search of the area is underway, and an airport near the prison has been shut down. Banks in Greece, according to many accounts, barely have enough cash on hand to make it through the week. People are being limited to withdrawing 60 euros, about $67, from cash machines. Clothing shop owner Claire Doreen Cerno says the economy seems to be crashing all around her.
The market the last 2 weeks has gone down minus 70%.
Eurozone finance ministers are wary of the latest Greek bailout proposal, asking for more than 50 billion euros. A Rhode Island beach reopens this morning after some kind of blast injured a beachgoer. Beth Rondo tells WPRI-TV what she saw.
It was almost like an explosion from underneath the sand, and it just busted up, and she went flying about 5 to 6 feet in the air. She landed almost like on her face, and her arm went behind her.
The Rhode Island State Police say they found no evidence of an explosive device, and there's no reason to believe there are any public safety concerns with reopening the beach. The Alabama hometown of author Harper Lee, readying for the release of her second book 55 years after her novel, To Kill a Mockingbird. Monroeville bookstore owner Spencer McMootery says he has had to order thousands of copies of Go Set a Watchman. This is AP Radio News. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump not backing down on his stance on immigration. Ed Donahue has more.
In Las Vegas, Trump says his comments have become a movement. He has talked about Mexican immigrants bringing drugs and crime to the U.S. and being rapists.
I would build a wall between our country and Mexico.
Trump pointed to violence committed by immigrants in the U.S. illegally.
I love people to come into the country legally. They have to come in legally. They have to come in legally. There's nothing wrong. I mean, what's wrong with it?
Trump brought on stage a man whose son was shot and killed in 2008 by a man in the country illegally. I'm Ed Donahue.
8 elderly residents of a nursing home in northeastern Spain are dead. 11 other people have been hurt in an early morning fire. Local officials say the blaze was reported early this morning, and they are still trying to determine the cause. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.